those tears that still ring in my ears, and for years they remain in my thoughts. Because one night, I took off my robe, and what'd I do? I forgot to wear shorts. I recall every fall, every hook, every jab. The worst way a guy can get rid of his flab. As you know, my life wasn't drab. Though I'd rather hear you cheer when I delve into Shakespeare. A horse, my kingdom for a horse. I haven't had a winner in 6 months. And though I'm no Olivier, I would much rather. And though I'm no Olivier, if he fought Sugar Ray, he would say that the thing ain't the ring, it's the play. So give me a stage where his bull hair can rage. And though I can fight, I'd much rather recite. That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to the right. Where is the velvet crust? It really does an insane game. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. See, free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook on me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes.
To the left.
Let me step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
Take me. Take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen. But fate's got cards that it don't want to show. And that boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a lever, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Just a little while into Abilene, pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the car, oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17 and there ain't no reason. So she'll ride this ride as far as it can go. 'Cause that boy's just a walk away Joe, born to be a lever, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong kind of paradise.
Mountain, I'll just smile with pride and say that my home. The prodigal roommate arrives.
Roommate?
Oh, God, no. Did you know that having a hangover is not having enough water in your body to run your Krebs cycles? Which is exactly what happens to you when you're dying of thirst. So, dying of thirst would probably feel pretty much like the hangover that finally bloody kills you. John Nash.
Hello.
Charles Herman. Pleased to meet you. Well, it's official. I'm almost human again. Officer, I saw the driver hit me. His name was Johnny Walker. Well, I got in last night in time for English department cocktails. Cock was mine. The tail belonged to a particularly lovely young thing with a passion for D.H. Lawrence. You're not easily distracted, are you?
I'm here to work.
Why, you right, I see. Crikey. Is my roommate a dick? Listen, if we can't break the ice, how about we drown it?
Around you, that someday my love would surround you.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair?
Don't you know I can't sleep at night since you've been gone? I never weep at night.
I can't go on.
Don't you know I can't take it?
You know I can't sleep at night, but just the same, I never weep at night, I call your name.
You know I can take it.
Is all over. And that means a lot of us are looking forward to seeing this gigantic egg, wherever that came from, I'm sure it had to hurt. But this egg is gonna hatch here tonight. As a matter of fact, hold on. This cracks me up. I can hear it starting to creak and crack right now. Everybody has speculated as to what might be in the egg. Is it a dinosaur? Is it a rabbit? Balloons? Is it the Playmate of the Month? Who knows? Well, the way it sounds to me right now, the speculating is all over. Oh, stand back.
Oh, look at the crunch.
I think that egg is ready to blow. Oh.
Oh, there it is. What is it?
What in a world?
I love
it. Oh, my God. What? What in the world is this?
I don't know what it is.
Take a look at it, ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
You're looking at me like I know what. I don't know what it is.
A beak. A little rooster tail up on top. I don't know. They got a pair of legs like my mother-in-law, pal. Look at the feet on this thing. I can't believe what in God's name is this. Holy. What? What is with the gobbledy? The gobbledygook. Ha! Don't tell me you're the gobbledygooker. You've got to be kidding me. Is that all you do is gobble? Well, on Thanksgiving, what would you expect? What? You want me to what? Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't do that, not in front of an audience like this. All right.
Gobbledygooker's got him going here.
They didn't know what to make of him at first, but I think he's won the heart of Hartford.
He certainly has.
Yeah.
It certainly has.
I'll tell you later. Hey, that's the skills. I could bring him home. Put him in my family with my six kids. They'd never know the difference, man. One more kid one way or the other. Agile sucker, huh, for a bird.
Oh, there goes BG. He's agile too, but
a little bottom heavy.
Some things just don't fly on
you. Now. Oh, wait.
We're going
he
now.
He said, wait a minute. I don't know. Wait. Check this out. Are you saying goodbye? No. Whoa!
Is this it? that girl. Listen, son, don't you sit around and cry. Because love in this world ain't nothing you can't buy. She's got a ruby lips and emerald eyes. She's got diamonds on her mind. If you want that girl, what you need is a M-O anyway. That's a M-O. Like a kiss, she said, thank you, no, I have some M-O anyway.
Citations and checking parking meters. The man who was killed in that car, my car, Cato's car, was not me. He was wearing my clothes. Yes, these are his clothes. I am Chief Inspector Jacques Cluzel.
Miss or Mrs.?
Ah, you fool! The president himself, when he decorated me, said, Cluzel, you are a man of courage. And he called me the greatest detective in all of France.
You charlatan! Imposter!
All right, calm down, Mr. Poirot.
Poirot?
Yes, yes, but you can call me Hercule. And I am the greatest detective in all of France, the greatest in all the world.
That man is obviously crazy.
We do not use that word round here.
Oh, what do you normally use around here?
Now, now.
He is very now, now, I can tell you that.
Court order. I shall need your signature on the transfer document.
Days. Comprehensive. Thank you. Psychiatric examination. Hey! Hey!
Peek-a-boo.
Your car's at the entrance, Inspector.
Goodbye, Chief Inspector Dreyfus.
Little tip.
Dear brethren, we are called together today to initiate the newest member of the Lambda 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 fraternity. Do you, Frederick Aloysius Polowatsky, solemnly swear to stand together with your fellow brethren with dignity and compassion,
to respect all those who pass through these doors,
and to uphold all the values that we hold dear to the Tri-Lambs?
I do.
Hey, are we ready with the ceremonial punch? Frederick?
Ogre Louis.
Frederick.
Oh.
Lambda truest, I am the newest member of your clan, and in your
always
I swear I'll always be proud of what I am.
And now our newest Tri-Lamb may drink.
Yeah.
You just pitied me.
Summer, summer, summer.